With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney.
And I'm Nikki Ouellette. As of 7 p.m. Monday, Montana is reporting 319 known cases of the COVID-19 illness caused by the novel coronavirus. 27 people have been hospitalized and 6 people have died.
Last week, we talked about a projection about hospital resource needs and deaths from COVID-19 in Montana. This was from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, an independent population health research center at University of Washington Medicine. IHME updated its projections over the weekend. And Nikki, can you break down what it said?
Yeah, IHME is now pegging Montana's peak resource need on April 13th.
And can you remind me on what the original projections were?
It's about 12 days sooner. They're now projecting up to 5 deaths around April 17th. That's actually down from up to 15 deaths on April 25th. The previous prediction said 270 people could die by August in Montana. Now they're saying it's more like 22 people might die. The previous projection said the state would be short on intensive care unit beds by 44 and that we would need 103 ventilators. And they're now saying we actually have enough beds and only 7 ventilators will be needed. So Montana is pretty much in line with national peaks in terms of the days. Corin, I should say there's a pretty huge caveat with these predictions. All of these projections are assuming that full social distancing measures, school closures, travel bans, stay-at-home orders, all of those will be in effect through May of this year.
And Montana's closure orders that you mentioned are currently set to expire Friday.
Yes, although they're likely to be extended.
So some caveats there, but still some pretty dramatic shifts on what the forecast is for COVID-19 in Montana. So what's behind these changes?
IHME has shifted up its model. They're including new data from states that are a little farther into this than Montana is to look at hospitalization rates and true those numbers up. For the death estimates, the original model was only looking at cities in China. This newer update looks at cities in Spain and Italy. The peaks in deaths came sooner after those social distancing measures were implemented. Another huge disclaimer. They say, quote, the pandemic's trajectory would change and dramatically for the worse if people ease up on social distancing.
This projection was built with the idea to help hospitals plan for potential, the influx of patients they might see. And it's been referenced by the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Are local public health officials in Montana changing what they're doing?
If anything, counties here in Montana are gearing up for a longer-term response.
How so?
So Missoula, for example, they just started a new drive-in testing site dedicated for first responders, hospital workers, and at-risk people over 65. In Gallatin County, a group of nonprofits have formed an association called the Southwest Montana COAD to raise money and help organize disaster relief efforts. Yellowstone County also started a mobile testing unit for long-term and residential care facilities. They've opened a shelter for people who are COVID positive or suspected COVID positive and who are currently experiencing homelessness. And they've also upped their donation drive, asking for masks, gowns, hand sanitizers, even thermometers. They're also asking for volunteers with expertise in the healthcare field.
One last quick update. The State Health Department lab is making some changes to how it communicates new tests and cases in Montana. The map, the online map it maintains, will only be updated once a day now between 9 and 10 a.m. Health officials say they're reformatting the map and say it'll work better on mobile phones.
And they're also going to post a number that I've really been looking forward to, the number of recovered patients. Those changes start this morning.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Corin.